He will convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation or judgment. Convict the world means he will prove that the world is wrong. To whom? To believers. Because if the world would accept that it's wrong, it wouldn't be the world. It would be the church. And so, but this is the way the world gets changed. I should have said a word first about them. So this happens so often now these days. People are in prison, and God does wonders for them, and it even converts their jailers. This is not uncommon. See, in regard to sin, because they do not believe in me. That's a sin. Why? Because if the evidence is there and the Holy Spirit is moving you toward acceptance and you don't, that's a sin. And in a world, oh, our world is so filled with darkness and distraction. And how do people ever get the chance to believe? They do, but somehow they have to come in contact with a believer. Or they wander into a big conference, and that happens a lot. I remember when we used to have the big charismatic conferences in Atlantic City. And Atlantic City in those days was, probably still is, it was a big gambling and prostitution place, you know. So between the conferences, the people would walk up and down the boardwalk preaching the gospel. And I don't know how many prostitutes had a conversion and changed their lives. It was pretty exciting. Sin, you see. They do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. What does that mean? It means, look how righteous the Father is. He honors his commitment to the Son. And because the Son is raised from the dead, we will all be raised from the dead if we'll believe in him. That's the righteousness. And condemnation. The ruler of this world has already been condemned. Don't think that there's a lot of power. They kidnapped those girls. Now they found them. What's going to happen now, I don't know, but pray that there not be a lot of murder and a lot of... But you see, the ruler of this world has already been condemned. Do you think, being the most powerful and mighty of all the angels, that if the Lord didn't stop him, that this is all the evil he could do? No way. He could do 10 times more. The Lord said, that's as far as you can go. Why? Because the ruler has been condemned. We all know he's condemned because he refused to acknowledge the authority of God. And so, this is a very amazing passage. I don't have a long time to go into it. Oh, especially because I've got to go to the doctor. So, we'll have to stop.